Once, an elderly man consulted me because of his severe depression. He could not overcome the loss of his wife, who had died 2 years before and whom he had loved above all else. Now, how could I help him? Well, I refrained from telling him anything, but instead confronted him with the question, "What would have happened if you had died first and your wife had had to survive you?" Oh, he said. For her, this would have been terrible, how she would have suffered. "You see," I replied, "such a suffering has been spared her, and it was you who have spared her this suffering, to be sure, at the price that now you have to survive and mourn her." He said no word, but shook my hand and calmly left my office. In some way, suffering ceases to be suffering at the moment it finds a meaning, such as the meaning of a sacrifice. Of course, this was no treatment in the proper sense, since, first, his despair was no disease, and second, I could not change his fate or revive his wife. But in that moment, I did succeed in changing his attitude toward his unchangeable fate, because from that time on, he could at least see a meaning in his suffering. Our main concern is not to gain pleasure or to avoid pain, but rather to see a meaning in our life. That is why we are even ready to suffer, on the condition, to be sure, that our suffering has a meaning.